USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Hurricane Center is reporting heavy rains and gusty winds were spreading inland across southwest and west central Florida as Elsa weakened to a tropical storm early Wednesday morning. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is expected to press her G20 counterparts for a global minimum corporate tax rate above the 15% floor to which 130 countries just last week agreed to. The specific rate and potential exemptions are among issues still to be determined. The Pentagon has canceled the disputed JEDI contract. The Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure Project became bogged down in legal challenges almost as soon as it was awarded to Microsoft in October of 2019. The price tag was $10 billion over a decade. 62-year-old Miriam Thompson, a Pentagon translator, has been sentenced to 23 years in prison for passing the names of United States informants in Iraq to a person linked to Lebanon's Hezbollah terrorists. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Pentagon has responded to reports that looters unlawfully entered the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. Afghan leaders Tuesday said U.S. forces up and left in the middle of the night without informing anyone. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Afghan military officials said they were not informed that U.S. troops vacated the field. Not so, says former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman.
Afghan leaders, civilian and military, were appropriately coordinated with and briefed about the turnover of Bagram Air Base.
Kirby was questioned about military vehicles left behind.
Some vehicles were left for use by the Afghans. Some were destroyed because they were no longer usable. And some were properly transferred out of the country. Some brought home, some transferred to other places in the region.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Healthcare in America is some of the most expensive on the planet. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Americans consistently call the cost of healthcare their number one financial concern. That's especially true for the 155 million working Americans and their employers who are paying the highest costs of all. Americans pay about twice as much per person than citizens in other developed nations, and yet tens of millions of people are still uninsured or underinsured. USA Radio News had a chance to catch up with Marshall Allen. He's a reporter with ProPublica. He's also the author of a new book titled Never Pay the First Bill, How to Fight the Healthcare System and Win. And one of the things we discuss is how doctors are left out of the loop when it comes to the cost of procedures.
When it comes to the bills, the doctors really don't know what's going on. I think they should get more engaged. But really what's happening is the business side of American healthcare is piggybacking on the trust that we put in our doctors and nurses and other clinicians. We trust them to heal us, right? So then we don't think that the business side of the industry is going to prey on us and exploit us financially. But unfortunately, they're violating that trust that we've put in the doctors and other providers.
While the average cost of health insurance is $452 a month, this cost may vary depending on where you live and how much coverage you want. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.